is an exclamation point about what it means to take advantage of the least and the leftover. Baltimore City has contributed more to Maryland State Lottery than any other jurisdiction in the state, but has received the least amount of benefit. To go back into the time machine when William Donald Schaefer introduced the lottery system, it was under the umbrella that this would improve our school system. We're still lagging behind nationally in reading scores, math scores, and in language arts. And so we have a template already as to how it is that this does not help a system. If you don't want to go that far back in time, jump on the Southwest plane and go to Detroit, where the same kind of promises were made. And nobody's really talking about that the jobs that are available are really just menial and entry-level and minimum wage jobs with very minimal room for advancement.
Before we talk about the jobs, let's get back to the schools for a minute. The claim that the expanded gambling, the six casino, the table games will generate another $200 million for schools. What's your response to that?
Anybody who was just a parliamentarian in SGA for eighth grade can go through the paperwork and see that it's really not earmarked for the school, that there's already a caveat within the budget that has to be met. $200 million would make LaMelle Middle School over by Mondawmin stand next to Johns Hopkins University. The teachers would not have to be recruited in such heavy demand if that was a real reality. It's a pipe dream, and the only thing that comes through pipe is sewage and cocaine. So since neither one of those things are healthy for us to be able to thrive, I don't think that question seven really is going to give us any long-term benefit.
And the jobs. I mean, there are claims it's 2,000 construction jobs, several thousand permanent jobs. Yes. And yes, these would be casino jobs. These people are dealers, people who work in casinos. What's your reaction to that claim?
There's also going to be another infantry of jobs coming in for counselors for gambling addiction. It's going to be another job that's going to happen for people who are going to need emergency funding because they gambled their rent money away and nobody has given them adequate economic training. And so, yes, it's going to introduce some jobs, but some jobs that Baltimore had not seen prior.
It has been widely reported, and I'll get you to react to this. The Vote No on 7 campaign is funded largely in part by a gaming company, by Penn National Gaming. What do you think of that? And do you think it's a little, I mean, some might say it's kind of hypocritical to have a gaming company which has their own interest. They want question seven rejected, but for other reasons. But to take that money and to use it to advance the cause against gambling, you're reacting to that.
I'm not aware of it. It's my first time hearing it, but I'm doing it for free. this interview has been sponsored by no one other than somebody who has a passion for the community. I'm raised in Baltimore, a product of Baltimore City Public Schools, overseeing a charter school over in West Baltimore. So I have a vested interest. I pastor the largest church in Baltimore City with a young demographic between 18 to 45. And the consequence of this election is going to hit them, their children, and their unborn grandchildren. So I have a vested interest.
The fact that a gambling company is paying for all the signs, I know you were handing out signs, that thing, does that doesn't bother you?
It does not. It does not at all.
What you can't turn on an Orioles game, you can't turn on a radio, can't turn on a television without seeing an ad or hearing an ad. Pro or con, question seven. What do you think of all the ads?
I think it's just a systemic of the time that we live in, that we are technologically driven. All adults really in some way of another have ADD. It's hard for you to even take a colleague to lunch without them checking their phone. It's hard for you to be on a date with a significant other without them updating a Facebook message. I'm eating popcorn now.
Or being with your wife.
I mean, I think it's reflective of the time that we're in. So, you know, the street adage is either roll with it or get rolled over on.
When your parishioners, they see all the ads. Do you think they're confused by all this?
No. The NAACP, that's been a staunch supporter of voter rights, has a three-prong emphasis many years ago, voter registration, voter education, and get out the vote. And I think any person who's been a member of our church knows that voter education is not just vote no for 7 or vote no for 6, but these are the reasons why.
Now, the fact that Governor O'Malley is supporting this, does that what do you think of that? And do you feel let down by the fact that Governor O'Malley is supporting this?
I think Governor O'Malley is going to be a wonderful candidate for president and is very savvy in setting up his platform. And I wish him well. And I hope he does better as a president than he's done as a governor.
Really? What's been his biggest failure as a governor?
I think having amnesia about the city that he was the mayor over. Baltimore has not had tremendous gains or strides beyond Pratt Street and Johns Hopkins in development. And I understand that those are flagships, but the rest of the city can't be the Titanic.
Okay. Now, the fact that there are 7 ballot questions, the fact that, you know, marriage is on the ballot, and I've asked everybody for this series this question, does it help your cause, hurt your cause that, yes, marriage is also on the ballot? That's going to draw people. The DREAM Act is going to draw some people. I imagine congressional redistricting might draw a few people that understand the issue. Does that impact?
I think that the questions really open up the believer for an educational process is much better. I'm a citizen of Baltimore. And been voting here since I was 18, and remember going in and seeing questions I had no idea about. I was voting for the BSO and voting for Walters Art Gallery, and I'm sitting there in the ballot like, what are they asking me? Because my first time seeing it was in the booth.
The bond questions are very confusing.
Right. Yeah,
even as an adult.
Yeah. So this is the very first time, whether ashamedly or admirably, that I've seen this much emphasis in Maryland on ballot questions. And so I'm glad for the education process, or else it would have passed me by.
How much voter education are you doing here? I
mean, every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
I'm mentioning it. Discussing it. Our church proudly has registered more than any other church in the state of Maryland, some excess of 2,000. Nationwide, I've led an effort of registering 100,000 to vote. And so I'm on the front line of it.
How do you make sure those people who register go to the polls, either in early voting starting Saturday or 2 weeks from today?
We're drumming it. We're challenging every person to use the social media that I just discussed, Twitter, Facebook, and for the 9 people left on MySpace, that they would do all that they can in their sphere of influence.